Give a little time for the child within you. Don't be afraid to be young and free. Undo the locks and throw away the keys and take off your shoes and socks and run you.
It's Jordan, Jesse, Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Jordan, we've got a delightful show lined up.
It's a treat.
For Jordan, Jesse, Go fans.
Mm-hmm.
And let's be honest, Jordan, for people who don't really like Jordan, Jesse, Go, but do like another podcast much more popular than ours that our friends host.
Yeah, if you are tuning in, if you're gritting your teeth and tuning in because you want to hear our great guests,
yeah,
boy howdy, is this the show for you to grit your teeth through.
We've got a live show taped right here in Los Angeles at Angel City Brewing starring our friend Allie Gertz. Music from the great Allie Gertz, delightful social media songstress.
Mm-hmm.
That's feel like a fair characterization
and,
of
one
Allie's
of the hosts
hilarious comedy
of the Everything's Coming Up Simpsons podcast,
right, soon here to be on the Maximum Fun Network,
soon to be back with a hot new format, I've heard.
Yeah, they're working on a new format. Very excited about that. Very excited.
And of course, Nick Weiger and Mike Mitchell, the Doughboys, two of the funniest fellas ever to podcast.
And there's a cameo appearance by the great Benjamin Harrison.
Ooh.
From Maximum Fun's own Greatest Generation. A real friend of the program, Ben Harrison.
This is a jam-packed show. It was a ton of fun to record, and I think it's going to be a ton of fun to listen to.
Let's go to the stage of Angel City Brewing in Los Angeles, California.
How you doing, really hot room? Hot room, of course, meaning the temperature, although you guys seem ready for a show.
Yeah, Jordan Jesse Go is the only live podcast that comes with a free heat rash. Who's feeling itchy out there?
A lot of people are here because they're podcast fans, but half of this crowd is just here because they need to make weight for the high school wrestling team. Gonna lay between two gym mats and just kind of tolerate the show so they can sweat out a little bit of weight.
It's great to be out. How about LA? Let's hear it for our buddy Story Break.
Yeah, they're the
air.
Best.
That has never stopped feeling like a magic trick to me. I guess sometimes when I'm listening to or watching them, I think it would be amazing to be talented or have a skill.
So this is the I agree, that'd be nice. This is the final stop on the Summer Boys of Summer tour, and we've been all around this great country to eights of cities. And it's been really, really nice to kind of meet the people who listen to the podcast. It's really, you know, kind of when you do a podcast, you kind of feel like, you know, you're in a room and you're doing it into a void, and you're like, does anybody listen to this? You know, they just, I hear from the fans when I get the name of a DC Comics character slightly wrong, and they're mad. But other than that, you know, you don't hear from people. So it's so nice to kind of meet the people. And we've had a lot of cool fan interactions.
We had somebody, our first show was in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Yeah.
And it was, the theater was attached to a Dairy Queen, which is actually a zoning thing in Minneapolis. You have to have a Dairy Queen attached to all public buildings. And we just started talking about blizzards, and like halfway through the show, someone just full-on brought us blizzards.
And it was great, because then the next 20 minutes was just two men eating a blizzard on stage.
What were we supposed to do, not eat the blizzards?
Yeah, like, it was slightly more dramatic when we got ice cream headaches, but then other than that, very uneventful. So, you know, kind of that started a little, you know, we talked about that at the other tours, and then people would send up local delicacies, you know. But in Washington, D.C., we were talking about, well, why does no one ever palm us drugs?
Yeah. It's like we know that we're not KISS
no.
or whatever.
Yeah. I consider myself a star child. You're a cat man.
Yeah, sure.
But no, we are not KISS, and therefore, you know, no one ever gives us the old, oh, I don't know the name for this. I'm going to say the old fucked up handshake. There you go.
Yeah, there's a thing. Like, we know this from having friends who are musicians where, like, a fan will come up after the show and be like, hey, cool show. Nice to see ya. And then you'll pull it back and you're like, oh, free drugs. So, and I don't even do drugs and I want free drugs.
Yeah. So in Washington, D.C., that kind of came up, and that was a little, like, you know, source of conversation during the show. Why does no one ever palm us drugs? And then, you know, we have a – afterwards, you know, if anyone wants to buy a poster, we'll hang out and, you know, take a picture, sign the poster, hear about your podcast. oh, really? Oh, playing all the Dragon Quest games, huh? Love the fans. So, you know, there's that moment. So there was this woman who was waiting in line, and she kind of waited in line, and I would describe her vibe as a punk bike messenger. So keep that in mind. So she waited in line, did not buy anything, just came up, did not ask for a photo, just reached out, shook my hand, left something in my hand, and walked off.
And so, I saw this.
Yeah.
This was like... It was like she was, like, the coolest punk rock person ever who does this all the time.
Yeah. It
just
was
like
so...
ice cold eyes. Like, I know what the fuck to do.
It was chill. It was confident. And then – and just walked off. Did not, like, wait around. Didn't – just didn't talk to Jesse.
No. Ignored me. Again, I saw it happen, and the whole vibe was like, I guess she would do it to Jordan.
Yeah. Aw, buddy.
Yeah,
what's
well,
the, aw.
You know.
To be, I will say,
yeah.
I might look like the one most likely to do drugs.
Yeah.
But your beard goes nicely with all the other beards in this craft brewery.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Is it nice to come to a place like this and your beard can meet all the other beards? It's like a dog park.
Yeah, I've been thinking about getting another beard so my beard has a beard to play with.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, you got to have two so the other ones don't get lonely.
Yeah.
You should do a thing where you find a guy with another beard and tie a sock between them and you can play like they're fighting over it.
Ah.
Anyway... she leaves this thing in my hand and just leaves. Just leaves, doesn't say hi, doesn't say love the show, just leaves this in my hand and leaves. And I think to myself, oh, fuck. And I stick whatever it is in my back pocket. And I spend the whole, rest of the time shaking hands, signing the posters, hearing about how you get drunk and watch all of Battlestar Galactica. Oh, cool.
I mean, we're in Washington, D.C. We don't want Glenn Weldon to see you doing drugs and narc on you.
No.
You know how Glenn Weldon from NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour is.
Famous narc. Everyone listening to this, tweet at Glenn Weldon narc. Okay, everyone in the audience, if you have your phone, do it now. And then again when this comes out. Narc. So I have this thing in my pocket, and you know, we still have half an hour of you know, autographing to do, and I'm like, do I go to the bathroom? Do I flush it down the toilet? And I'm gonna get arrested? Was that a sting? Like, I just don't know.
They're just sending undercover detectives to podcast shows in case they can entrap podcasters who ask the audience jokingly to palm them drugs.
And
that was season 6 of The Wire, if The Wire had continued.
And honestly, like, I talk a big game, but I mean, the biggest drug purchase I've made recently is CBD oil for my cat. She's nervous. There's a lot of construction going around outside.
Yeah.
So I have this thing in my pocket and I'm kind of freaking out. I don't know what to do. And finally everybody leaves the line gets done and I'm like, okay, I can finally look and see what this thing is. So I kind of go into a little corner and I reach into my pocket and I take out and look at what it is. And it's an Alka-Seltzer.
You got fucking pranked, so, dude.
Like, just think about the commitment to that. To not even stick around to see the joke. To just kind of go home and know that it happened.
I think she probably went home and, like, that's her thing, like, sexually. is to know that 3 miles away at the theater, you're sitting there and you just got burned.
Right. She just likes knowing that somewhere a lame-o is confused. So yeah, you know, if anybody wants to palm us the real thing after the show, it'll kind of freak me out.
We got a great guest. We got so many great guests on this program. Later on in the show, our friends Nick and Mitch, the Doughboys, are going to be here. We have a very, very exciting guest coming up a little bit later.
Yeah, unannounced. This is actually kind of not on the. This is not on the flyer, so this is kind of a surprise drop in.
You probably know him originally. Of course, he started as a music video director in the 1980s and 90s.
I don't know. Do we want to say?
No.
We'll wait.
You guys are going to be very excited. This show is going to transform into something amazing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Starscream.
We've got some really.
God, I would love it if Starscream was here.
It's just a children's party entertainer. comes on. We've got all kinds of amazing stuff coming up in the show. But before we get to all of that, we have a very special musical guest on this evening's performance. You know her as a regular guest on Jordan, Jesse, Go. You know her as one of the internet's famous, most beloved songstresses. You know her as the former editor of Mad Magazine. Please welcome to the stage Ali Gertz.
I love thinking I'm about to be announced, and then I hear very, very special guest, and I'm just like, that's not me. That's not my turn. I also like, and there's going to be a lot of amazing stuff, but first, Ali Gertz. That's as good as it's going to get. It's a brand new capo, just for you guys. So if you guys don't know me from... guessing a couple times on the podcast. I am a music comedian of sorts. My name is Allie, but I used to go under the name Cosby Sweater. I don't remember why I changed it, but I have a lot of discounted merch. If you want to have the name Cosby in your home or on your person, come to me after the show. This capo is fun. Okay. If the capo becomes so not a fan of me during this, I will just ask someone to, like, press their finger down really hard. Or if someone just wants to do that now or at any time that I seem like I'm struggling, it's a fun, casual time. I see some people kind of already ready to go. We can all press the thing. It's going to be fun, you guys. It's hot. It's really sweaty. We're smelling each other. I want someone to come up and help me with this capo. Can someone please volunteer and just press this down a little bit while I'm playing? Thank you so much. Let's get a round of applause. There's a stool here just for you. There's a stool here if you want, or you could stand. But if you could just press... what is your name?
Parker.
Parker. Let's hear it for Parker.
Third friend.
Just press this down the whole time. Somehow it's worse, but you know what? Now it's not my problem. So we're going to pretend that the guitar sounds better than it does because we're all creative and it's not about my guitar playing, which is excellent. So don't worry about that. This is a song keeping with the summer vibes. I'm going to make it a little hotter. This is a little flirtatious. We look very similar. There's a lot happening here tonight. I went blonde recently, and it's only so that you could tell us apart. You're doing so well, Parker. Thank you. Touch me, I don't have cooties. That's not a sunburn. That's how my skin is. You'll like me once you get past the sunburn. Again, that's not a sunburn. That's what my heart does. Creepy. They call me creepy, but I'm creepy cool. I'm creepy cool. I'm creepy cool. Dinner, then maybe a movie. You'll like my talking. I talk very good. Then after, we'll see about kissing. That's what I'm good at. That plus the talking. Creepy. They call me creepy. But I'm creepy cool, la la. I'm creepy cool. I'm creepy cool. Let's give it up for Parker, everybody. Thank you so much. All right. And also, Jordan, Jesse, Go, thank you guys so much for having me. I'm so excited. Jordan, welcome back.
Give it up for Allie Gertz later. She will be back. Later on in the show with more music and some humorous chatting. Before we get to our guests, we kind of wanted to deliver a piece of edutainment, right?
Yeah, that's true. I feel like the world is really mixed up these days.
Right.
People kind of need leadership.
Yeah, there's a lot of moral gray areas out there, fake news and... you know, other stuff. So I think kind of what the world needs right now are some blacks and whites. Some definitive answers, some guidance. And only one man can deliver those answers. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesse Thorne is here to tell you what can hang it up and what can keep it up with a segment we call Hang It Up, Keep It Up. First, we're going to tell you what can hang it up. And there's a music cue that would probably be playing when Jesse's wildly gesturing.
And music!
That's it! Hang it up! Rock tumblers.
You know, rock tumblers promise smooth, shiny treasures made in the comfort of your own home. But you know what they deliver? Loud clanking sounds. That's what. Days and days of loud clanking sounds. Hang it up, rock tumblers.
Hang it up. Pet fish.
A trail of poo trails from their butts like a disgusting aquatic rhythmic gymnastics performance. Hang it up, pet fish.
Hang it up. Permit parking.
I don't have a permit. I don't even see the goddamn sign that said I was supposed to have a permit. How do you even get a permit? Write a letter to the mayor? This is bullshit. Hang it up, permit parking.
Hang it up. Presidents.
You know, I used to think presidents are great, but now I'm not so sure. Hang it up, presidents!
Keep it up. For every hang it up, there must also be a keep it up. Yes, a portion of the segment with a different music cue. The segment we call Keep It Up? Yeah. Keep it up. A nice hat.
You know, whether it's sunny or rainy, you'll need something to cover your head. That's where a nice hat comes in. Keep it up, a nice hat.
Keep it up, Spider-Man.
Without this powerful man-spider hybrid, New York City would be in a whole heap of trouble. And who doesn't love a well-timed wisecrack? Keep it up, Spider-Man.
Keep it up, the Doughboys.
These lovable scamps may pretend their program is about food, but we know the truth. It's about the enduring and transformative power of friendship.
Keep it up. Cameras.
These clever boxes snatch memories from the never-slowing slipstream of the passage of time. They're a system of lenses and mirrors built to deflect the inevitability of decay and death. Keep it up, cameras!
That was Hang It Up, Keep It Up. We now return to Jordan, Jesse, Go.
Hey, I'm Dan McCoy.
I'm Stuart Wellington.
And I'm Elliot Kalin. Together, we're The Flophouse,
a podcast where we watch a bad movie and then talk about it.
Movies like Space Hobos, Into the Outer Reaches of the Unknown and the Things That We Don't Know, the movie, and also Who's That Grandma?
Zazzle Zippers, Breakdown 2, and Backhanded Compliment.
Elvis is a Policeman.
Baby Crocodile and the Happy Twins.
Leftover Potatoes?
Station Wagon 3.
Herbie Goes to Hell.
New episodes available every other Saturday.
Available at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bye. Bye. La, 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 la,
la, la, la, la. Hi, I'm Joe Firestone.
And I'm Manolo Moreno.
And we're the hosts of Dr. Game Show, which is a podcast where we play games submitted by listeners, regardless of quality or content, with in-studio guests and callers from all over the world.
And you can win a custom magnet.
A custom magnet.
Subscribe now to make sure you get our next episode.
What's an example of a game, Manolo?
Pokemon or medication.
How do you play that?
You have to guess if something's a Pokemon name or medication.
Medication.
First-time listener, if you want to listen to episode highlights and also know how to participate, follow Dr. Game Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
We'd love to hear
from
you.
It's really fun.
For the whole family.
Snorlax.
Pokemon?
Yes.
Nice.
We've got a couple more guests for you. Apart, they are two fantastic writers, actors, comedians. Together, they are the hosts of one of the funniest podcasts in the whole wide world. Ladies and gentlemen, Nick Weiger and Mike Mitchell, the Doughboys.
Guys,
right.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having us. Oh, wow.
Mitch toting a brew dog. Nick toting a sparkling water.
Yeah. Look. I'm trying to cut down on my beer consumption because of the calories involved. And we're at a wonderful brewery, and they do some great work here. But I'm trying to just take it easy with beer. But I would like to be having one, but I'm having a Spindrift instead.
Have you thought about not hosting a podcast where the premise is you go to Burger King?
Yeah, the problem is that Mitch and I are both financially reliant on it. So we're kind of trapped.
I like that you're the fat guy now on the podcast.
We're going to... This is like a season 4 twist for us. We are going to switch. You're going to become lean and mean. I'm going to become a big fat piece of shit.
You know, Jesse and I have often talked about switching places. I think next year I'm going to be the tall one. Going to become tall. Nick, you
and I'm going to become well liked.
you are well liked.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, we're thrilled to have you guys here. We actually spent a fair amount of our travel on this tour listening to the Doughboys. We're big fans of yours.
Wow, that's very nice
and
of
you. And I'm not just saying that because Nick came up here flashing a little thigh.
Yeah. Nick has great summer looks, by the way. I've known Nick for a while. I've worked with you in many of the seasons.
Yes.
All four of them.
And what do you got? You got winter. You got spring. That goes right into summer.
Oh, yeah.
And then you close it out with fall.
You gotta.
And then winter wraps back around again, so.
Here
Holy
it is.
Shit! Wait, what?
There's a Banjo-Kazooie level that kind of like, where you it touches
now
it all four. It's probably the best way to learn about the seasons.
I think we've talked about this before, but I thought Grunty, you know, when she wins.
Yes. So this is the villain. This is the villain of Banjo-Kazooie.
Yeah, thanks for just jumping right in with both feet.
Gruntilda.
You yeah. guys watch Banjo-Kazooie lore videos on YouTube, right?
Here's some Easter eggs you may have missed.
I think that Banjo, that was an early horny moment for me when when she I mean, look, Gruntilda looks good no matter
I did not have an N64, so I did not play the Banjo-Kazooie games. Can you describe this character you were horny for?
Gruntilda, she's a green witch woman.
Yeah, I'm listening.
I'm horny already.
Yep.
And if you get game over, she like steals something from you and that becomes like sexified, right, Nick?
It's like a it's like
it
the
remains
two,
green though, I should point out.
It remains green. It's like a reverse Shrek where like she turns into a Lady Shrek at the end, Princess Fiona. That's what's happened, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of a reverse of that. Although she remains green.
She remains green.
Yeah.
And she was very attractive. For 64 bits, she was very attractive. Right.
But kind of a classic Wicked Witch of the West look, initially.
Yes,
and
yes.
She speaks in rhyme, which is interesting.
Yeah. Well, it's like, ma, 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 ma. Like, that's what you hear. Yeah.
You get rhyme. You're right. The rhyme is all intact.
Yes. Yeah, Nintendo 64, folks. Just look it up, okay?
Don't look it up now. You might get too horny. I wanted to bring up something that happened to us when we were doing a show in Boston, where Mitch is from the area.
Hell yeah.
That's true.
No one. All right, two. All right.
Mitch, if only you could get some affirmation for constantly talking about Massachusetts shit. If only someone would.
And
we have a time traveler from 1998 in the audience.
So we were doing our show at the WBUR City Space, which is this theater that kind of looks out. There's a big window that you can see from the stage that kind of looks out over Boston.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, something about our trip was that, you know, the tour stops were very close together, you know, so we didn't really get to, like, spend time in the city, so I didn't really feel like I got to know the cities, except for in Boston, something very special happened that really made me feel like
oh, no.
I got to know the city. And I got to have a Boston moment. And so we were kind of looking out, and so the audience is facing the stage, so they can't see what's going on outside, but I can. And, you know, for portions of the show, I just kind of zone out. So I was just looking out over Boston, and this guy in a Celtics jersey walks by, does a double take, notices that a show is going on, and then shoots me two middle fingers. And then just walks off. I think the most I've been
and
thinking,
when he took the middle fingers out of his pocket, it was Alka-Seltzer.
So I've been thinking about that a lot, and something that I like about it is that he wasn't with anyone.
Right.
Like, I could see doing that to impress your buddies, but I like that this guy's just like, oh man, I'm gonna tell this dude to fuck off.
You know what I like? I bet you that guy might never tells anyone about that ever.
Right. Yeah.
That's a secret he keeps with him, which is that rules.
That's what he's supposed to do. It's a sort of chaos energy he just carries.
By the way, Jordan, you never have to go back to Boston.
I've got
you've experienced it completely now.
Right, right. I had a so Jordan, you and I used to do improv at this very small theater in Westwood. It's now called the Improv Space. It used to be called Ultimate Improv, and I don't know if it's still there, but it was in a refurbished like cell phone store. Like it used to be a T-Mobile store. This is like 15 years ago almost, and so it was just it looked like a storefront from the outside. The owner was very cheap, so never had like proper signage, so a lot of people couldn't tell what it is. It just looked like a business with you know, blacked out windows.
He's not here to defend himself.
Yeah.
All right.
But so anyway, we were in the middle of a show, and there was a door in the front that you could just open because it's just a business. And sometimes during the show, people would just like open the door and be like, "Oop, sorry," and like walk away. And you'd only see them from the backstage because there was a backstage curtain, but it was just like mildly disruptive. Anyway, one day we're in the middle of a show and we're on stage, and some performers are on stage, and I'm off stage with a couple other people and the theater owner. This drunk guy, like shit faced guy, pushes open the door, pulls open the door from the outside, looks inside, sees an audience of people, and sees some people doing like improv space work on stage, and just slurs out, "Holy fucking shit, what's going on in there? Is it gay stuff?"
Noir!
Yeah.
He's out of there.
And then walked away.
Based on the principles of improv, yes, and everyone had to start doing gay stuff. But Nick, I did want to double back on your summer looks. They're great. You always have festive shorts. Do you try to keep your legs looking nice?
I mean, I put some effort into lower body. You know, I do some squats and lunges.
And you're both swimmers. I know this about both of you. You're swim boys.
We're swimmers. We'll head up the public pool. Yeah,
sure. We're on a text chain where we'll text about swimming and then hashtag it swim boys.
That's true. It's a true thing about us.
Yeah.
It's just the two of us.
Yeah. It's really cool, too.
Will I throw in the swim emoji sometimes? Sure.
Yeah. I am part of a swim team, and you know, the coach will send updates periodically. And the coach is like an older guy. He's in his 50s. He's very sun damaged. I think probably like in the 80s.
Is he a guy or a tarpaulin?
Yes, he's a tarp man. And I think that in the 80s, this guy's look is he probably like got a lot of work, you know, in movies having three lines as surf bully.
Right.
Right.
Like that is his vibe. He has a lot of tattoos that seem to be dates that his dead buddies were alive.
Yeah. And you know what?
That's funny. They can't go, "Aw, you don't know who this is." Fictional to you, basically.
Buddies die all the time.
We didn't kill the buddies.
And he will, so he'll send, you know, updates about the pool being closed or like, time changes, stuff like that. And
the second thing was even a stretch. He'll send emails about the pool being closed and other things.
Sure, yeah.
Just sort of say, today was Banky's birthday. Have him in your thoughts.
R.I.P. Taken too soon.
Yeah.
Make God laugh. See,
murdered,
you guys are like
murdered by Jordan Jesse Go.
So he'll you know, do like pool closure update and then the three water drop emoji. Am I wrong in thinking? And listen, I'm not a young person. I don't know what every emoji means.
Right.
That's a dick sucking thing, right? The three water drops?
I don't know it is specifically dick sucking, although correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's just sort of like generally horny.
Oh.
I'll say it. I think it's specifically cum. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Okay.
This is fun. We all think something. Jesse, what do you think the three water drops means?
I assume that it was, forgive me for saying this, but vaginal lubrication.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who is right?
What did they call sub sandwiches in your hometown?
Yeah, just a catch-all sexual moisture is how I thought
right.
of it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
By the way, be sure Tuesday, be at the Warehouse, WHEREHOUS, because Nick's debut album, Sexual Moisture.
You came up with the grossest term somehow. That was impressive.
Yeah. Apologize.
He's right, though. Sex is a moist pursuit.
It's true.
We've just.
What did you guys like less? That or the thing about my swim coach's dead buddies? Shout it out. Shout out what you liked less. Just quick break.
Yeah.
To talk about something that's going on in the audience. So it's a, you know, it's always kind of fun to see the fans and kind of what they're wearing. We got really distracted by a guy in Boston, not the flip-off guy, but a guy who had a long math equation on his shirt.
Whoa.
So that's something.
Like the
math equation.
What are we doing?
The fucking math equation on his shirt. We're like, what is that math equation on your shirt, sir? He's like, oh, it's a rapper from Maine. What?
Right. Lil Crab Catcher. The rapper from Maine.
I'll tell you, we don't like that math shit in Boston. That guy wouldn't last long on the streets. Eat his ass.
Yeah. The guy got his head smacked into the side of a Dunkin' Donuts.
Are you saying Good Will Hunting wouldn't actually, like, that wasn't realistic?
No fucking way.
Anyway, I'm having a hard time not looking at this guy who is wearing a hat that says MILF.
Boy.
He is front row.
Yeah,
I like it.
It's in Netflix font. It's red Netflix font.
It kind of is.
Something that's interesting to me about this same row is there's a person in the front row there's several people fanning themselves in the front row, which I can understand because it is toasty in here. But one of the people is also wearing what appears to be an Afghan.
You are wearing... That looks very hot.
I'm uncomfortably warm, but I'll be darned if I'll bare my shoulders.
I don't know if Allie's mic is hot. Can we get an explanation for the MILF hat and an explanation for the Afghan? Do you guys feel comfortable explaining these, or are they just things... do they not have explanations? Come up to the mic and...
He's like, well, the M stands for mom.
Never mind. I've seen it up close. It's explained.
Okay.
The hat says...
Man.
Oh, I see what's going on.
Man, I love food.
That's great.
Hey, man.
I love it.
I'm with you, baby.
Yeah.
That's...
No, I think I think that Afghan is just for style points, right? Okay. Yeah, yes. Looking good.
Very cool.
For the folks at home, there's a little twirl, and, you know, it's a fun item.
Yeah. I thought it was a fun item.
The audience looks like a big, porch in Alabama. Everyone is fanning themselves.
When you started talking about the front row, I immediately assumed there's a handsome, beefy man over here, a real beefcake over here, who's wearing like a chambray shirt, like a light-colored chambray shirt, maybe. And it was buttoned up, and he was just unbuttoning it. And I'm like, is this dude about to put on a show for us?
And now he's rubbing a Diet Coke on himself? Wow. Hey, we were talking about games earlier. Banjo-Kazooie, of course, is a game. And we have a game we want to play with you guys. And it has something to do with summer. Of course, this is the Summer Boys of Summer Tour. Summer is coming to a close, and we wanted to do a game that might be, helpful over the summer. Something, that you guys can take out in there in the world and use. And we're thinking about, what do you need during the summer?
Right.
You need a beach read. You got to have a hot beach read. You need a summer jam. So you need tunes. And we wanted to do a game that would, help you find out about some new beach reads, some new summer jams. It's a game we're calling Erotic Novel, Grindcore Song, or Some Shit We Made Up. You will be competing against each other.
Okay.
Hopefully some resentments come out while that's happening.
I think it's pretty much impossible for these guys to make it through a podcast without a few resentments.
So we were going to be giving you three things. One of them is an erotic novel, most likely something that's been self-published on Amazon. The second thing, or one of the things, will be a grindcore song. Grindcore, of course, being a very technical and harsh form of metal music. And some shit we made up is some shit we made up.
Yeah.
So you guys will have to say which is which. You will have two lifelines. You will have one, ask the audience, where you can ask the audience what they think. And one, you can ask an expert. And we actually do have an expert. And it's not just me going under the table and popping back up. Jesse, do you want to introduce our expert?
Yeah. He's one of the hosts of Friendly Fire and The Greatest Generation. Please welcome to the stage Benjamin R. Harrison.
Wow.
Ben, do you want to hang out there?
Yeah.
Ben, how are you?
I'm good. It's funny because Middle Finger Celtics jersey was my grindcore band in college. So it kind of all ties together.
Good callback.
Really nice. Ben, of course, is known for his knowledge about filmmaking, about Star Trek.
Yes.
And he's also known for his extreme meddling and his horniness.
Yes.
So you're the perfect one to be the expert during this game.
Much more horny than my wife wishes I was.
Yeah. Ben is visiting us from the pages of the Lockhorns, apparently.
You guys will get to call on Ben for some help or call on the audience for some help and use those lifelines when you get stuck. Nick, this first one is for you. I will be reading your options.
Okay. One of these will be a real self-published erotic novel. One of these will be a real grindcore song. In some cases, genres adjacent to grindcore. Don't correct us, guy who applauded when grindcore was mentioned.
Right. Some of these are screamo songs. We just want to put that out there. We know. We've been told.
One of them will be some shit we made up.
Okay. Your first thing. Come for Bigfoot. You can wait to hear them all.
This is in his Apple iBooks right now.
Second thing, Shredded by Sasquatch. Third thing, The Yeti's Yoni, an anthology of horny tales. So one of these, a glass just broke. Good timing.
If one isn't enough horny tales, so you want a group of horny tales.
One's made up.
Right.
One is a grindcore song. One is a novel. Can I hear the first two again?
Sure. Yes, you may. First one, Come for Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is Shredded by Sasquatch.
Okay.
Can I quickly interject?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't pick up that glass. The person who broke the glass. It sounded like they were picking it up. I'm nervous about them slicing their fingers.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, careful with that.
Sorry. Thank you.
Leave it to Brian. Brian can handle it.
Brian can pick it up.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brian.
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna take a swing.
Okay.
I'm gonna preserve my lifeline. How many questions do we have each?
There are
as many as I don't know.
Sure.
There are a few.
This isn't really a real game. Nick.
I'll preserve my lifelines because I feel fairly confident. One grindcore, two made up, three erotic fiction.
So one grindcore, two made up. Three erotic fiction.
Yes.
Final answer?
Yes.
0 out of 3.
Fuck!
Wow.
The first one is Shredded by Sasquatch. That is the grindcore song, of course, by the great band Phalloplasty.
Wow.
Of course, a lot of Phalloplasty fans here tonight, I'm
sure. Yeah.
The third one was so made up, Weiger.
Come for Bigfoot, of course, the erotic novel by the great Virginia Wade.
Mm.
Here's something. Here's a little something from the back of the book here.
Congratulations, Jordan, by the way, to Come for Bigfoot on being featured in the October 2012 issue of Penthouse.
Oh, yeah.
Very prestigious.
Also, congrats to Mitch for being attached to star as Bigfoot in the film adaptation.
Congratulations to you, friend, for being attached to co-star as Come.
From the back of the book, the erotic adventure of a lifetime and an inconceivable love story between a young woman and her horny Sasquatch.
Mm.
I like the possessive being her horny Sasquatch. Who's your horny Sasquatch, baby?
Mitch, this one's for you. Jesse, you want to read Mitch's options?
Yeah. Your first choice is Violated by Monsters, the Sharkman Tank.
Hmm.
Your second is Goat Blood Panspermia.
Okay.
And your third is President Sex King.
Shit, this is hard.
Talk it out.
Man, more than anything, I want Violated by Monsters, the Sharkman Tank, to be real. So I'm going to say that is... But is that fake?
That is the question we're asking here, Mitch. You've identified it.
Fuck. President Sex King really could be real. All right, I'm going to go... Goat Blood... Panspermia.
Yeah.
That's going to be a grindcore song. All right, yeah, people like it in the audience.
I think that was the grindcore guy, too.
Does this count? I think this counts as his lifeline.
Doesn't count as his lifeline. Yeah.
This is not my lifeline. I guessed that before he said, uh-huh.
I don't know.
You know what? I just want it to be real. So Violated by Monsters, erotic novel, even though I think I got this wrong. And then Shit Me, We Made Up as President Sex King.
3 out of 3.
Wow.
Mitch came to play.
Wow.
Goat okay. Blood Panspermia, of course, is by, and we can all say it together, Sadomator. And the book is Violated by Monsters, The Sharkman Tank by Hannah Wild. The cover of this
yes.
was clearly generated by someone going to a free stock photography website and typing in clutching her pearls.
Yeah, I would hate to be one of these stock photo models reverse Google images searching themselves.
Right.
After falling into an aquarium, Lindy finds a very different kind of pearl necklace, and the only way out is through a thrilling Sharkman gangbang.
Can I just
say the real blurb?
Yes,
that
you
in high school this should be required reading.
Yeah. Sorry, the old man in the sea. We got to get these Sharkmen in there.
Nick, this one's for you.
Okay.
First thing, the horny werewolf, masochistic monster mama, don't neglect Dracula's balls. Talk it out.
Okay.
Talk it out.
I would like to use one of my lifelines, please.
Yes. Do you want to poll the audience or talk to Ben?
I would like to poll the audience.
Okay.
And let's see. Fuck, how are we going to do this poll? We'll do it this way. If you think Horny Werewolf is the erotic novel, applaud. If you think it's Masochistic Monster Mama, applaud. If you think the horny novel is Don't Neglect Dracula's Balls, please applaud. Okay.
Wow.
I'm going to go with the audience there. I'm going to say Don't Neglect Dracula's Balls is the novel, Masochistic Monster Mama is the grindcore song, and Horny Werewolf is made up.
One out of three.
Fuck.
Of course.
That was an awesome reaction, guys. Great work, audience.
Of course, the grindcore song, you did get that right, Masochistic Monster Mama by Malignant Germ Infestation. The Horny Werewolf is by Nikita King. Bring up the cover of that.
Oh, that's good.
And, of course, Don't Neglect Dracula's Balls is made up. I just want to describe this cover for the folks at home. The Horny Werewolf seems to be pulled from the cutscene of a PlayStation 1 game.
Yeah. The font is from an Angel Fire webpage.
the horny werewolf has powerful, athletic, I don't know, Weiger-esque thighs.
Yes. It looked good in a pair of shorts.
But he has a more thorn-like total absence of genitalia. No visible genitals on the horny werewolf, which I guess technically explains why he's so horny.
Could be.
Unable to copulate.
This is from the back of the book. We actually learned that this is a prequel to another novel. Fans of the horny Minotaur will get a glimpse of Warwick before he meets his beloved Sarah. So,
okay, that's fine.
So if you're wondering what Warwick was like...
Any horny Minotaur fans out here?
Yep. I've always wondered where all that melancholy came from, you know.
Yeah. Mitch, this one's for you.
Okay, right. Here are your choices. Pixies tore me a new one. Underwater bimbos from outer space. Ooh. Or gagging on the griffin.
Wow.
One's a book, one's a song, one's some shit we made up, Mitch. Talk it through.
Grindcore song is Gagging on the Griffin. The erotic novel is Underwater Bimbos from Space, and you guys made up Pixies Tore Me a New One.
0 out of 3.
Wow.
Yes.
I thought I was very right.
The song is Underwater Bimbos from Outer Space by the band Every Time I Die.
Yeah.
And the book is Pixies Tore Me a New One.
That's
by J.K. Davis.
So were they from, like, a water planet, and then they came to Earth and found a home under the ocean? Is this, like, a cocoon situation?
You gotta read it.
That's the song, Mitch.
Oh, it's a song. You gotta listen. Fuck it. What was the made-up one?
Gagging on the Griffin was made up.
Oh, man, that was good.
Hey,
good
thanks, buddy.
The The stock art for this one, the search string that they used on the stock art website was, oh, Pixies tore me a new one.
Heavens.
It's a surprised woman, like, holding her hand over her mouth, and it looks very similar to what you might see on a Katherine Heigl direct-to-DVD rom-com.
Who is J.K. Davis is what I want to know.
She actually, by the way, Katherine Heigl did actually option Pixies Tore Me a New One. So we could see that eventually.
Oh, boy, right, yeah. Fun. Yeah. The Pixies will be played by a CGI Gerard Butler. In mocap. Nick, this one's for you.
Okay.
Ravished by the Triceratops. Mm-hmm. Mammoth on Sloth, Ice Age 69. And shh, if you're quiet, I'll show you a dinosaur. Those options again, Ravished by the Triceratops, Mammoth on Sloth, Ice Age 69, and shh, if you're quiet, I'll show you a dinosaur. You have your Talk to Ben lifeline left.
I just want to say is the hardest round so far.
This is difficult. I'm curious if in Ice Age 69, which is delightful, if there's a parody character based on Scrat. I don't know. I wonder.
So you're saying that in your conception of option B, this is an erotic, a licensed erotic sequel.
That's right.
To the Ice Age film starring Ray Romano.
I'm not sure officially licensed. I would say it's maybe an erotic parody.
Right.
Falls under fair use.
But they still got Romano.
They thought about using This Ain't Ice Age as the title.
Oh, right, yeah.
Ben,
but this is Ray Romano.
I'm going to use my lifeline and go to Ben, who has established that he's extremely horny. Ben, what are you thinking here? What's your thought process on these?
Boy, I think I would have been a much bigger help to you on the last lifeline usage than this damn audience.
Oh boy!
Wow.
Ben with a heel turn.
Ben's like, I'm only going to get to talk a couple times. I got to get my digs in.
That's called the podcast.
So they turn
heel
on
turn.
Me quick.
I love it.
Shades of Hollywood Hogan.
But
we finally got a heel on our show.
Right.
I really do think Mammoth on Sloth is the book, and I think Ravished by the Triceratops is the song.
You've got a couple people still on your side, even after you've berated them.
Totally alienated the entire room.
I'm going to trust Ben. I am like Luke in episode 4. I am going to put my trust in this stranger Ben, who I'm just meeting, and I'm going to say he is correct.
Okay, so what is your
Mammoth on Sloth is the book. Ravished by the Triceratops is a song, and C is made up. That's what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Sure. If you're quiet, I'll show you a dinosaur.
0 out of 3. Fuck.
I am so sorry.
0 out of 3. The lifelines are bad.
Yeah.
Of course, the song is Shh, If You're Quiet, I'll Show You a Dinosaur by The Fall of Troy. We know more of a screamo band. Ravished by the Triceratops, of course, is the erotic novel by Charlotte Sims. And Mammoth on Sloth, Ice Age 69 is some shit we made up.
Oh, man.
Ravished by the Triceratops is a photo illustration. This isn't a real photograph, if anyone is wondering. What's weird about it?
The one thing that's weird about it.
Well, she's wearing a bikini. Which, I mean, if I was going into the prehistoric forest, that's probably what I would wear. But the really distressing part, and it takes a lot to be able to say the really distressing part about a book that apparently is about interspecies intercourse between a woman and a dinosaur, is that the dinosaur does not appear to be an adult dinosaur.
Christine Sims is canceled. Yeah. Fuck Christine Sims.
Okay, Mitch, this is the last one, and you are in the lead.
There's no way he can lose.
No, this is just to squash Nick.
Okay,
hello. Let's go 3 for 3.
Wait, didn't you get the second one wrong?
No, I got three. I got three right. I got the first three right.
You mean 3 for 3 on this one?
Yeah. You guys are both doing very badly.
We've done this in 8 cities, and this is by far the lowest scoring we've ever had.
By a wide margin. Mitch, here's your first choice.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and say this, and I'm not going to mess up in the middle.
All right.
Creamed in the butt by my handsome living corn.
Wow.
By my handsome living corn.
B, sure, I'd fuck a meatloaf. And finally, gluing carpet to your genitals does not make you a cantaloupe.
Look, there's no way, even if I was trying to sabotage Mitch, it wouldn't matter. So, but I assure you I'm not trying to sabotage you. I'm pretty sure A is real, a book by Chuck Tingle.
I was going to say that A was real, yeah. You ruined it for me, man.
I trust you. People believe that you knew that you thought it was real.
Don't you hate it when your friend helps you?
I'm going to say A is a neurotic novel.
Yes.
I think B is made up. I'm going to use an audience poll.
No,
you
only have Ben left. You have to talk to Ben.
I never used anyone ever. All right, fine. Ben, what do you think?
I haven't really demonstrated much confidence. I say ask them.
Guys, is B made up? That's what I was thinking anyways. This is like who wants to be a millionaire when like he knows the answer.
Just for the record, I disagree with him.
Oh, wow. All right, so definitely going to say it's made up. Sure, I'd fuck a meatloaf is made up. C is it's a grindcore song.
3 out of 3.
Whoa! Wow.
Gluing carpet to your genitals does not make you a cantaloupe is by The Locust, a band who wears stretchy bug suits with bug eyes and then go... Rawr, 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 rawr. Saw them in concert once. It was quite an experience. And as Nick Weiger, horny expert, correctly identified, Creamed in the Butt by My Handsome Living Corn is a real book by Chuck Tingle.
Yeah. Classic Tingler.
Nick, how did you know that?
I've met Chuck Tingle.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does the corn have the same face as the man?
That's an excellent observation, Ben. I think it is.
Like, if you face swapped them, I don't know if you'd be able to tell.
Wait, why did you meet Chuck Tingle? What's happened here?
Jordan met him as well.
Yeah, I met him too. He came on at midnight. It was a lot of fun.
Right.
Yeah, he delightful man. Head. Yeah. Delightful.
Nick is actually the basis for the Handsome Living Corn.
There's a little something from the back of the book. When Matthew McConaughey sets off on his yearly trip to the California Farming Convention, he expects to have a typical weekend of wining and dining with an assortment of living crops.
Hold it. A typical weekend.
Yes.
Of wining and dining.
With an assortment of living crops, yes. What he doesn't expect is that one of these handsome agricultural staples would capture his heart. Enter Liplon, the handsome living corn who sweeps Matthew off his feet in a night of hardcore anal plowing he will never forget.
Wow.
Jordan. Oh, we have a bonus question. Nick,
yeah.
You can win it all.
Okay.
This is worth... however many points you are behind Mitch, plus one.
Okay. This is like a golden snitch situation. Instant win.
It's
okay.
A real golden snitch.
Got it.
This is trash. I kicked your ass in this already.
Look, the Quidditch is a poorly designed game. It's not balanced. It's a golden snitch needs to be nerfed, but there's no update coming, so
okay.
What can you do?
The incorporeal becomes corporeal through the suffering of the innocent.
Uh-huh.
The planet that once used to absorb flesh in order to achieve divinity and immortality suffocated to the flesh that it desired. And, of course, does God ever speak through cats? Do you want to hear him again?
Yeah, can I hear him one more time?
Yes. The incorporeal becomes corporeal through the suffering of the innocent. The planet that once used to absorb flesh in order to achieve divinity and immortality suffocated to the flesh that it desired. Does God ever speak through cats?
I would like to invoke my third lifeline.
What?
I would like to ask my friend and cat expert, Mike Mitchell.
Wow.
Aww.
Mitch, What do you think about that Cats one? What is your instinct?
Nick?
Yeah?
I'll tell you honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the fake one.
You think it's the fake one?
Yes.
Okay.
Some people agree with me. Not many, though.
No, I think so. I think I'm going to say, I'm going to go with Mitch. I'm going to say C is fake. B, the planet that once used to absorb flesh in order to achieve divinity and immortality, suffocated the flesh that it desired, is the horny book. And A, the incorporeal becomes corporeal through the suffering of the innocent, is the grindcore song. Nick.
Wow.
Nick. 0 out of 3.
Wow.
Zeroed out yet again. The incorporeal becomes corporeal through the suffering of the innocent is made up. The grind... Whoa. Whoa, my goodness. What happened? Yeah. The planet that once used to absorb flesh in order to achieve divinity and immortality, suffocating the flesh desired, of course, is by Demelik. And Does God Ever Speak Through Cats is a novel about a guy who... Whoa.
It was me the whole time.
Wow. Okay, well, let's move on and hope that banging doesn't happen again. Is it a mic thing?
No, it was.
I think it was.
It
mine.
Was Mitch's. Yeah.
I think it was. I think it was half in.
Oh. Yeah.
All right, relax.
I would say ask her, but she wouldn't know.
Okay. Well, the game's over. Hey.
It's all good.
We're going to be back with a very special momentous occasions featuring a celebrity video drop-in. But first, another song by one of our favorite comedy singer-songwriters. And we failed to mention the host of the Everything's Coming Up Simpsons podcast, returning soon to MaximumFun.org with an all-new format. Please welcome back to the stage, Allie Gertz.
Hi, guys. It's great to be back. I couldn't do this without my new band member, Parker. So can we bring Parker back up to the stage, please? Parker. You can sit or stand or whatever feels rock and roll. This is a song about a Simpsons character that I love very much. And it's probably not the one you like the better of the two Simpsons songs I have, so I'm sorry. Frank Grimes, or Grimy as he liked to be called, was thin, but unlike his temper, very tall. He lost his patience to his jealousy. He wasn't careful with the electricity. And now he'll never have a wife with pearls, or live a life where he's got lobsters and two little girls. Grimy will never see Homer one more time. I am sorry, Frank Grimes. That's it. Thank you. Sarah for Parker.
Allie Gertz, everybody. Allie's going to join us for the rest of the show. Allie... I want to mention something that we were talking about backstage. We're talking about the heat, and ways to beat the heat. You were telling me that you have been putting clothes in the freezer.
It was a one-time mistake. I quickly learned. I had read, I was reading, hot tips to cool down.
Sure.
And I was really looking forward to, cold, area, and was really that's nice. I very well gave myself a yeast infection because it's next to corn and other things that I freeze.
Freeze corn?
Yes.
Okay.
It comes in a frozen bag.
Frozen. I was thinking of an ear of corn in the freezer.
Oh,
Jordan,
yes.
You never know when you're going to need to be creamed in the butt.
But yeah, no, I thought it'd be a nice gesture for both me and my boyfriend to like, we don't have AC, and I was like, it's going to be so nice. And then as soon as I put it on, it did feel great. So if you don't have like a really stinky freezer, like I say, go for it. But I think I still kind of have the energy of it. So I really apologize.
That's okay. I am getting a little whiff of Hot Pocket.
Oh, no. Vegan Hot Pocket?
Sure, yeah. for this segment, this is a segment that we like to do in every program. It's called Momentous Occasions, where listeners give us a call at 206-984-4FUN. And let us know things that are going on in their lives. But because we are live here at the Angel City Brewery, we're going to be using Momentous Occasions provided by you, the live audience. First one is something kind of special, right?
Yeah, this is something that because we hit a goal in the Max Fun Drive, a famous, talented person backed herself into a corner and agreed to do. Our friend Amy Mann.
Wow.
Also a podcaster in the Max Fun Network, one of the co-hosts of The Art of Process, alongside Ted Leo, another actual talented person, came on Jordan Jesse Go. We were very grateful to have her there. We were having a great time. And I don't remember exactly how it went down, but we tricked her into promising to write a song about Jordan's cat.
Yeah, so we bet a great goal this year in the Max Fun Drive. Of course, Max Fun is supported by all the people who go to the website and throw it a donation. If you do that, thank you very much. But yeah, we wanted to kind of tempt people with goals, and Amy Mann said that if we reached a certain goal, she would write a song about my cat, Bug. That goal was met, and Amy Mann followed through on her word. And so, for you, the live audience, here is the world premiere of Amy Mann's song about my cat.
My name is Bud. I'll sit in this Amazon box all of the goddamn day. This ain't no cat cafe.
There it is.
Wow.
Again, I just feel like it would be so cool to know how to do anything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ellie,
you're saying like play a guitar or something? Or
yeah, play guitar or sing or get people to like you.
Ellie, you have cats, right?
I have two cats.
What are their names?
Their names are Faraday and Ginsburg.
Okay.
And the origin of their names changes based on who I'm trying to impress.
Wow.
Because Faraday, if you're a smart person talking to me, I named it after the physicist, but it's really named after the Lost character, who was named after the physicist. And then Ginsburg, if I'm talking to a feminist, it's Ruth Bader Ginsburg, but it's really Allen Ginsburg.
Mitch, you have cats. Do you have two as well, right?
I have Wally and Irma. They're I love them.
Are they here tonight?
They're waiting in the car for me. What? It's not that hot.
To be fair, it's cooler in Mitch's car than it is in here.
I bought them a litter robot. Today was the first day with their litter robot, and so it's a big orb. It's this big orb that, like, it pours out, like, when the cat goes in and does his business, it knows that, and then it cycles around, and the poo gets poured out of it, and it was
that did not make sense, Mitch.
Well, it's I'm not a robots guy, but it, in the instructions, it was like, hey, warning, like, maybe don't have your cats there for the first, like, cycle of the actual litter robot. And I was like, nah, we'll be fine. And then Irma saw it happen, and she's terrified of the litter robot.
Oh, boy.
And I was, like, being like, you can go in. And she's like, putting her arms up, not wanting to go in. So it's a mess already.
I would love to hear the Amy Mann song about the poop litter robot with the same sadness.
I think we've taken enough of her dignity.
Bug is alive and well.
Sure, right? Bug's doing great.
The song does make it seem like Bug is dead.
Oh, I don't know. I got it. It could also be like Bug just graduated from high school.
Right.
How old is Bug in human years?
God, what's the cat to human ratio? I guess I don't know what it is.
It's 4 years usually. Is that crazy? No? No, it's 4 years. I'm going to say it. All right, fine. It's 4 years.
Wow.
So she is 32 then.
32.
32.
Time, okay, all right. All right, I know the answer.
Our first momentous occasion is Alan. Alan, are you here? Alan went on a trip recently. Alan, do you want to come up here to this microphone?
Here's Alan.
And then Alan, Stephanie folks. M., you'll be next. Alan, tell us about your momentous occasion.
I flew from Seattle, and I went to the La Brea Tar Pits for the first time.
Oh.
It was awesome. Everything you said it would be.
You said it was awesome?
Oh, it was great.
You weren't at all disappointed that there was no dinosaurs, just a bunch
no,
of
no, there are real
giant,
scientists.
Like double-sized regular animals?
Yeah, there were great.
Like a giant ground sloth, for example,
yep.
Its two notable characteristics
yes.
are that it's bigger than a regular sloth
yep.
and it can't climb trees.
But did you see how big it was?
But have you seen a dinosaur, though? Like, well, it seems
I've
like it them. Promises dinosaurs. It
fight,
feels
fight,
like...
Fight, fight, okay. Fight, fight, fight. Totally disagree with you, because you go in there and there are real scientists working, just like in Jurassic Park.
Get
you
his
get to
ass.
Witness them...
Get his ass.
...taking stuff apart and, you know, polishing whatever, whatever.
There Drag. You go,
hell,
Alan.
Hell yeah, dude, you just got dunked on.
Wait, what's he polishing?
Bones.
Really?
I don't know.
Alan, you got a lovely vacation floral shirt on there.
Thank
it's
you.
Very, very nice. I have a question about the La Brea Tar Pit surrounding area. What did you do for lunch around there? Because there's a lot of good options.
There's the counter.
I got a sandwich
yeah, counter's great.
From someplace nearby. I'm forgetting the name. It has
oh,
farms
boy.
In the name. Mendocino.
Mendocino Farms.
Yes.
Oh, Mendocino Farms. Okay. Oh. Not
That's
bad.
Good.
And then
not
I got
bad.
A beer
thank,
right across the street.
Thank God we didn't finish a Jordan Jesse Go episode without a reference to a local restaurant.
You're welcome.
I have a question about the tar pits.
Yeah, sure.
Is that... Oh, never mind.
Is this about an embarrassing sexual experience
that,
you had there?
Is it natural tar that's in those pits? Or is it fake man-made tar? That's what I want to know.
All natural.
It's real.
Like,
it's
did a guy go there and put tar there to catch dinosaurs? Is that what you're asking?
I'm saying...
Like, one of those roofing crews pulled up one of those... hot bubbling trailers and
yes.
was like, this looks like a place where dinosaurs might try to go to eat. They poured it in there and they caught themselves a couple of terrible beasts.
I'm saying, is that the natural tar that's bubbling up from the earth, or is that some bullshit man-made tar that they put in the pool there? That's a good question.
Do you think the moon landing was fake?
Give it up for Alan, everybody.
Thanks, yeah, Alan.
Stephanie M. Stephanie M. Come to the mic.
Stephanie.
Ah, yes. M stands for Morris. This is my sister, everybody. My
hey.
Sister Stephanie.
Wow. Woo.
Tell us about your momentous occasion.
I'm an attorney in Orange County, and I've been in a trial since March, and it finally finished today. And I'm glad, because I don't like anybody
hey.
In it.
Hell yeah.
And I won.
Congratulations.
Wow.
What do lawyers do something to celebrate when you win a trial? Do you like...
You go to your brother's podcast.
I go to my brother's podcast, yeah.
Every lawyer goes to their brother's podcast.
Can I guess what the case was about?
Oh, sure. You can try.
I think I can get it in one.
Mm-hmm.
tar fraud.
Yep. That's exactly right. Yeah.
And you should have said, we won our case today.
Yeah, it was Mitch V. La Brea.
He's a dinosaur civil rights lawyer.
Well, hey, give it up for my sister, everybody. Amanda, our last one will be Amanda. Amanda, are you here? You have a momentous occasion?
I'm looking for Amanda Huggenkiss.
Oh, boy.
What's that from?
Yeah. One of Bart's more problematic prank phone calls. Was it a jury trial or was it a judge's decision?
You're not looking in her direction, which is the first issue.
Was it a jury trial? Oh, no. No, the judge ruled? Oh, very cool. Okay.
Yeah.
The judge does rule.
Ah, I thought it was one of those corny-ass jury trials.
Well, Amanda apparently left when she realized the show was bad. So, Jesse Nicely here? Do you want to share your momentous occasion?
Come on up, Jesse.
Yeah.
Here's
Jesse. Oh, hey.
Yeah. Ooh, boy.
Another great floral outfit.
Yeah, looking very cool.
Oh, okay. I have to say it out loud.
You do, yeah.
When I was young, my parents didn't want to work anymore. They wanted me to be famous. So they took me to audition for the kids' version of American Idol. And it turned out that part of that was that you had to dance, and I cannot. And I was publicly humiliated in front of about 5,000 people by Nigel Lithgow, the producer.
Jesus.
Wow. Woo!
Wait.
It sounds really intense. It was really intense.
Yeah.
Who was the producer, did you say?
Nigel Lithgow. He's on So You Think You Can Dance.
Wow.
What were you? How was your singing?
I think it was good. Yep. I sang Angel by Sarah McLachlan.
Sing it now.
Yeah, let's do this. Let's do this. I want to give you...
Those days are over.
I guess what? Nigel's in the audience.
Yeah. I do want to, maybe those 5,000 people, you know, you felt embarrassed in front of, but you can redeem yourself in front of...
A sweaty audience.
Do you want to do a couple bars or something?
I think you're ready for this.
Sing anymore.
I don't know. It started sounding pretty good just now. Jesse, I think you can do this. One Jesse to another. I think you got this.
Oh, my God.
I think this crowd is here for you. You guys are Jesse.
This is literally my nightmare.
We'll all dance a little bit while you do it to distract from...
Oh my God. Okay. No. Well, let's see.
In the arms of an angel? Is that what
it is? It's like the song about dying and.
How does it go? Mm.
In the arms.
Yeah. In the arms of the angel, fly away.
Yeah!
Wow!
Woo!
That's our show. Wow. Allie Gertz, everybody.
The Doughboys. Allie Gertz. Jordan Morris. Brian, Sonny D. Fernandez, Jesse, our ringer. We'll be back there. We're glad to autograph your merchandise. Thank you for sticking it out with us. Good night.
Good night.
And thank you, partner.
I'm a blueprint to a real man. Some of these niggas talk they tassel for the deal, man. I ain't going to hell or the hill, man.
Another thrilling Jordan Jesse Go in the books live from Los Angeles. Thank you for joining us on it.
Yes. Thank you so much to Nick Weiger and Mike Mitchell. They, of course, host the great podcast, The Doughboys. And thanks to Allie Gertz.
I honestly do not recommend The Doughboys.
Oh, yeah?
I say avoid it.
We're split. We're split on the topic of The Doughboys.
Yeah, it's kind of a Siskel and Ebert thing.
Oh, sure. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I like it. Jesse hates it. Do you love it? Weigh in. Hit us up.
Sorry,
on...
were we talking about The Doughboys?
Yes.
Oh, fuck. For some reason, I thought we were talking about The Prince of Tides.
No. We both love The Prince of Tides.
Yeah.
And Allie Gertz's podcast, Everything's Coming Up Simpsons, will be back with a new format soon. So keep your eyes peeled for that.
Our special thanks to all the folks from Max Fun who helped out at the live show. And, of course, our producer, Brian Sonny D. Fernandez. You can find us on Twitter at Jesse Thorne and at Jordan_Morris. You can find us on Reddit at MaximumFun.reddit.com. On Facebook, you can like Jordan Jesse Go. Join the Max Fun Facebook group. And I don't have anything left to say.
No.
I'm done.
Do those things.
This goose is cooked. We'll talk to you next time.
Time to eat the goose.
On Jordan Jesse, and a fine fat goose it is, on Jordan Jesse Go.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture. Artist owned.
Audience supported.